Therese Stefan here with an exclusive session here in our X Studios. We are in for a treat today as powerhouse band Kweek is in the house. Give them a hand, please. An indigenous band full of creative members, including storytellers, activists, and artists. One of their many focuses is raising awareness of social issues stemming from the Native American struggle. Through art, music, and storytelling, Kweek brings a fresh perspective from indigenous cultures using jazz, funk, rock, spoken word. Kweek has developed a melting pot of styles unique to the indigenous lands and the Great Pacific Northwest. It's been a very busy month for the band as they released a new documentary. They're performing at Earshot Festival. They just performed at Indigenous Peoples Day. And they're also going to be performing for the Seattle Kraken. We'll get all into that. But first, KNKX is pleased to host Kweek.
Ho'a Salana, Ho'a Sanang Iklapdas, Ho'a Sing Sanawe, Danath Kilt La Aoya Gang Salana, Ho'a, Ho'a, Ganesh Chish, Haishka Siam.
Along the beach. Hawk has a long, long beak. Raven asks him, can you help me, my brother? Can you help me? What you want me to do, says Hawk. Get that fire for me. How am I gonna do that? That's when Raven goes and gets a branch and puts a pitch at the end of that branch, and he ties it in a hawk's beak with roots. And he says, "Ye Quan, have courage, my brother. Fly out there and get us that fire." So Hawk flies out there. He flies way out there, and he flies to that fire once, twice, three times. And on that fourth time, the fire shoots up, and Hawk flies by and gets it. And Hawk is flying back to shore. But he's tired, and that fire starts to burn bright and hot. Starts to melt Hawk's beak, melts into the curved beak it is now. But he hangs on to that fire as tears run down his face, as tears run down his face, as tears run down his face. Hawk makes it back to shore, and that's when Raven takes that fire. He throws it into the rocks, throws it into the trees, into all the animals, everything that's out there. He throws it into the human beings, and now we all have that fire. All have that fire, but more than that, we have that spirit. That's what we're doing here. We're sharing that spirit, the spirit of all things, the spirit that Hawk suffered to bring to the people from our motherland. Everything, we are all part of that. We are all part of that spirit. That's what we're doing here now. Light the fire and the hearts of the people. Working for the people, brothers and sisters. Love for the people, brothers and sisters. It's all a journey. It's all prayer. It's all sacrifice. That's what we're talking about. Listen. Here we go now. Come on with us. Try to hunt this together now. Here we go. Suicide walks in, the shapeshifter, trickster, master of manipulation and deceit, confident, cool, and strangely familiar. Suicide whispers, "I am here, I am here, I am here, your lover, your comfort, your escape. Come with me, come with me, come with me."
My child, I love you. You are here for a reason.
Stay with us. Stay with us.
My child, I love you.
We love you, our children.
You came to this realm for a reason.
Stay with us.
Hold on another day. The pain will go away. Oh, my child, I love you, I need you. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah.
I am hurting. Take away the pain, take away the pain. Help me, help me, help me. The ancestors respond and they call out, hear us, our child, hear us. We are here, we are here. Give us your hand, give us your hand. They sing, they try to get it, but suicide has blocked them out. Quieted the mind, quieted the heart, quieted the spirit. Deep hurt, confusion, and pain.
Shapeshifter wants to take you away because it's jealous of the gifts Creator gave to only you.
We love your children.
You are the truth. Precious life, let your light shine bright.
Truth hurts in the pain.
You were sent to me for me. Hold on another day, love will come your way. You were sent to me for a reason. Hey, 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 hey. Fulfill your destiny, sweet baby. Your destiny.
Brothers and sisters, when suicide arrives, watch over each other, watch over each other, keep each other safe. Grab your drums are your shields, keep each other safe, protect the children and the teenagers in their defiant, restless energy, our families, our relatives, unanswered questions, hurting, keep each other safe. Husbands, wives, grandmothers and grandfathers, blame and shame will arrive, yell, scream, laugh and cry. My love, ancestors' love, it's in the trees, the mountains, the wind, the air, and the water. Keep each other safe. Love, love, love for each other, love for the people, love for our children, love, 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 love. suicide. When suicide arrives at the door, tell it to fuck off. She was sitting in her chair, weaving, telling stories, singing, laughing, 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 and healing, waiting, waiting, waiting for those women who have traveled many miles to see her. She is known as the prophetess.
Women rise up, prophetess, speakers.
Give it up one more time for Queek. Yeah. Oh man, bringing the spirit here to our studios. Thank you so much for those songs. We need you as like a house band or something, just to bring the spirit up in the studios, in the offices.
Time to start your talk show then, brother.
All right, just a few questions. Once again, thank you so much for those songs. I guess we'll get straight into it. Each of these songs have a particular message that you want to convey. We'll start with the first one, Angry Bear. Can one of you talk about that song, maybe?
Well, so when I started working with Rob, the guitar player, he brought this song to the group. And, you know, so the way we work is, he'll come up with the riff, and then I'll come up with the second part, and then just kind of add on to that. And so it really, to me, that song really signifies the kind of the sound of the group in a lot of ways. Rob, I was wondering if you wanted to talk a little bit about it, about, the song itself and kind of working with the group.
Everybody in Radio Land, thank you. No, Angry Bear, I think it was the first song I wrote with Preston. So it was, it was kind of the birth of Kuik in a lot of ways beyond just being a studio project. So it the riff sounded like an angry bear. So that's kind of what we called it, even though Gene's story is about a raven. And I don't think there's a bear actually in it. I think we need is the bear going to be angry? So yeah, that's kind of how that happened. So yeah, it's been awesome working with Preston and everybody else in the band for the last, are we at 10 years yet as a band? Man, time has flown. So
time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. Back to you, Gene.
Yeah. Actually, how that was, I mean, Rob here put their lyrics down, and then they were playing it just in the studio there, and I just was messing around and put this story behind it. So, oh yeah, this will fit. So I was actually trying to find a vibe around that riff there. And everyone was saying, no, let's just keep that. Why don't you just do that, put the raven in there. And we just kept the working title of Angry Bear on it. And so but that's kind of like how it went. And that's when Bernie was around then too, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, I like it's sort of like a beat poetry kind of thing. And it kind of brings the contemporary storytelling into a contemporary context. So, yeah, that's about that song. Yeah.
Right on. And you mentioned the Kuik sound, and I want to talk to you a little bit more about that. But first, I got a little bit ahead of myself, too excited about the song. Can you please introduce the band and yourself?
Yeah, Preston Singletary, co-founder of the group. 2013, I started working with Bernie Worrell and some other folks. We kind of just threw a session together and kind of started to build the sound that we've got going. And then enter Captain Rob. He he heard that I was working with Bernie and said, hey, if you need an extra guitar, you know, on the recording project. Of course, everybody wanted to hang around with Bernie, and I was like, okay, well, we made it happen. We found this great working relationship together. Kate Olson is kind of our newest member of the group on baritone. She's offering our, well, bringing some more female energy to the group, which is very welcome. And and then Gordon Brown, their partners. Gordon, you know, amazing sax player with the True Loves and many other projects, I'm sure, beyond that. Tim Kennedy came in on keyboards after we lost Bernie in 2016. And so he's been a real mainstay of the group. Just, you know, being, you know, we're all onto the new creative path now. I mean, we're just kind of moving on from the older material that we've recorded and been relying on for so long. And Jason Cressy, too, on trombone. Again, many different projects he works with in Seattle and is an amazing, you know, contributor to the group, the horn lines and all of that stuff. Sandra Segundo, Haida tribal member. She brings the, she became our lead vocalist and took our music into more of a song writing format, but she's also speaking, singing in the Haida language, which is pretty amazing. And Gene Tagaban, one of my longest collaborators, good friend from way back. We've been playing music for 20 years, probably, like at this point. But so, very, you know, traditional storyteller, dancer, poet, musician, activist, social worker, you name it. He's very, you know, he brings also a lot to the group. Larry Machlis here, who is our drummer, and he's been working with us for about 6 months now, or no, longer than that,
a year.
Yeah, so he's stepping in on drums today, that's amazing. Denny Stern is another our percussion player here, so he's also been working with me for about 20 years. So Denny's a super talented percussionist and good friend.
Right on. Thank you so much for the introductions, and we'll get straight back into the questions. Talking about the Queek sound, there's been a variety of artists to come through your band throughout the years, but it seems like the vocals seem to be the main instrument through this band, and especially with the second tune that you played, Shapeshifter. Do you mind talking a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm going to let Gene speak about Shapeshifter. This is a concept he brought, I mean, with the riff that, you know, Rob and I developed. Gene, talk about the Shapeshifter song.
So that song came out, and oftentimes how we work, Rob will throw out a riff, and then he'll just toss it out to us, who are the vocalists, and he'll say, pick one here. And so that one kind of like grabbed me. And then I wrote this piece, Shapeshifter, after a young man who ended his existence here on this plane. And I knew this kid from when he was just a little baby. And it took me probably about all of 3 minutes to write it. And it's just one of those pieces that just came. And I was mad. I was mad. I was angry. I was hurt. And, you know, and all those emotions that were all wrapped into it. And they all just came out in this on paper. And I just wrote it. And then Rob brought this piece out, and I said, yeah, I want to do this. And so that's a little bit how that piece developed. And Sandra, you know, and your part, she put her part into it too, and it's really good. Want to share that?
Sure. During the writing session, Gene and I were just sitting there talking about this piece, and I had told him that my oldest son was struggling with suicidal thoughts, and he said, sing to your son. But it also, you know, reflects Mother Earth speaking to her children. You know, you were sent here for a reason. Don't give up. You know, love will come your way, and you are loved.
And so thanks for allowing this piece to get out there to the world, because I think it'll help many people, not only those in Indian country, but many of our first responders, our military relatives who are out there, and they're, you know, high suicide rates and our young ones. And it's just happening. It's an epidemic out there. So appreciate the station for getting that piece out there and getting that healing out there.
We appreciate you for, you know, using such a positive message through music to be able to transfer it through so many audiences and ears. The final tune that you played, which was a groove, you had everybody dancing here in the studios, including yourselves. Let's talk about Prophetess / the Woman Warrior song, beautifully sang by Sandra, by the way.
Thank you. Same process. The guys come up with the tune. They send it to me, and I'm just, I set up a small studio in my home where I could just record my vocals overdub over the guys playing, and I had wrote this piece, because I was just thinking about the missing and murdered Indigenous women and people, and I was thinking it this piece speaks to our sons, because there was such an imbalance. Women weren't allowed to speak a lot, and were often, put behind the scenes. And, we come from our tribe, Haida and Tlingit, and most Indigenous tribes are matrilineal societies. So it just feels so imbalanced to us. And so that song just came to me after a fast and prayer, that those words, and then they fit perfectly with the tune. And the song at the end is called The Woman Warrior Song. And it was written by a Lil Watt member, Faye Nelson. And I contacted her to ask permission to use her song. And she told me an amazing story. First of all, she said it wasn't meant to be this warrior song. It was because women are gentle with their children. It was a song about women and their gentleness. And but her daughter was in jail with a bunch of other women for over 40 days for protecting the land. And this is often what happens to our people when we protect our mother. And we can't stop. There's, it's just a part of who we are. We'll never stop trying to protect her. And her daughter called her mom and said, "Mom, we're losing hope. We need a song." And she said, give me some time. And she fasted and prayed for 4 days. And this song came to her. And a lot of women used it during the women's marches that were going on. And it's just a very powerful song. And it's an honor to be able to sing that.
It's an honor to be able to hear them. But it's going to be a pretty busy month for y'all. You got Earshot Jazz Festival coming up. You also did Indigenous Peoples Day, I think, at Westlake Park. Can you just speak to more of the community involvements that you guys have had?
Well, I like to say, we're the largest unknown band in the Northwest here. So we get these opportunities, and they're really funny often. Play a Carnation block party, and there's like 25 people there. Westlake, Indigenous Peoples Day, I thought was going to be where the big meeting place where the where everybody gathers for the marches and stuff on that day. But it turned out there's like 4 events happening all in different parts of the city. So we're like sitting there like, we're expecting to be playing for the masses. But really, the fact that we're using Tlingit and Haida language, these are language which are, termed endangered, so we are perpetuating these languages and concepts within the group. So we like to put ourselves out to Native communities, and we like to perform. We're looking for more opportunities to do that. The core of the group is Indigenous, but we welcome this influence and what the other players bring to the group in terms of their jazz ability to play jazz and just, be super creative. I mean, we're really blessed to have this group as it is today. We're in a really good place because we're in this really creative phase. And so, we look forward to playing more for the communities.
It's just pretty cool just to also be up here too, and as Preston says, you know, it's like not only are they great musicians, but they're just great human beings. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about, just everyone just coming together. And we're just trying to get that story out there, you know, and show that we can get that spirit out there. We're just doing something that we have a passion for. And not only that, just that sharing of spirit. I mean, some of us have children, you know, we just want to create a better world for everybody out there too, eh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're always doing something. I mean, we're all individually just busy doing our things. And then Preston herds us up and we get to come together and make some sound.
Yeah. Well, as a unit, you certainly come together as a force. Where can we find more about your band, and where can we find where you'll be playing at Earshot?
Yeah, the Earshot show will be on November 1st at the Clockout Lounge on Beacon Hill. We have a website. We're all over social media. We're trying to keep people informed of what's going on. Tonight, actually, there's a fundraiser for this documentary film that we're trying to push over the finish line. We're trying to raise funds to get the money for the post-production. Everything's, you know, sort of locked in now, and so now we just need that extra money. This is the project that started 11 years ago, this documentary film. So this is like, it's been a long time coming. The group has gone through all sorts of evolution. We've lost a couple of key core members that started with the group, including Bernie Worrell and Clarissa Rizal, another Tlingit sister of ours, and she was a big force, you know, behind this music and the development of it. So as we've evolved and, you know, changed members and stuff, we've always found great people to work with, and we're just gonna continue on.
I just want to give a shout out to everybody out there who's listening as well. And, you know, like Preston said, this project started, you know, with the film and everything about 11 years ago. This actually started probably about 500 years ago. and it finally made its way into what you're seeing here and into the documentary and such. And, you know, and there's many things that have been in the process, you know, that started 500 years ago at least, you know, and we'll see what comes out of that as well. But all those who are the listeners out there are great, huge. Our hands go up to you, and our appreciation to you to go out there and to continue on.
Right on. Well, Preston, thank you so much for rounding up the band, Queek. That was a great, great session. One more round of applause for Queek. Woo! Yes. And a special thank you to our audio engineering and video team, Parker Miles Blom, Brian Monahan, Adam Bird, and Brenda Goldstein Young for rounding us all up and getting us together. You are the best. Thank you so much for listening to our studio sessions. Until next time, friends, I'm Therese Stefan with KNKX and Jazz 24. Have a good one.